Yes, first of all, thank you for the proposal from OICA, and also for providing the different positions from the different member states and as well from the UK. Yeah, our first response was quite hesitant because we have had this discussion every time that this is being talked about, that this particular possibility to get rid of this clause of first having an approval and then later on extending it. So far we have never been giving in to this, and I think that was with a reason. So yeah, like I said, we are a little bit hesitant, but I understand some of the contracting parties and also the UK is supportive of this, so we are willing to look into it and see if there's any way that we can reduce the administrative burden of this, because in the end, I think it remains possible to type approve these vehicles. So if there's any way that we can reduce the administrative burden, I think, like I said, we will be willing to support with that. But ideally, we would say, please wait until Euro 7 kicks in, because that basically removes this light duty, heavy duty, making the reference to a reference mass, and we just make the reference to the vehicle categories there to make the distinction between light duty and heavy duty vehicles. So that would basically, hopefully longer term, resolve this issue. And we would like to hear if this is really something that is urgently needed to put energy in to look into an alternative text from what we currently have. Thank you.